a French girl I know. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. I need a kiss from Marseille on the Melting Pot Show. On the Melting Pot Show.
It's okay for you. You can speak when you want.
Okay. Hi, this is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show, and I'm the biggest Angels fan in the whole United States, and you're listening to Melting Pot. Is that, you want to do it again?
Can you say something more about the Angels?
Okay. Hi, this is Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. I'm probably the biggest Angels fan in the United States. I've loved them since the 1970s, and I still love them. And I think Doc Neeson is one of the top frontmen of all time. And you're listening to Annie on the Melting Pot.
Me, yeah, me. Singing, I love rock and roll. Supposed I have a dime and a jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's coming down and that's with me.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Buzz?
Yeah, how are you, Annie?
Yes.
I'm happy. Doing?
Happy to hear you.
Yes. It's just dropping in and out a bit.
Yes, but where are you?
I'm just walking back up to my hotel room.
Yes. And you
have
a complicated number to give me.
Hang on, I'll have to find one. Where's the number? Where's the number? Yeah. I'm in New South Wales, in a place called Orange.
Yes?
Yeah, like the colour. Oh, gee, where is the phone number of this place? You think it'd be on their key or something, wouldn't you? Oh, here we go. You got a pen?
Yes. I want to know, when will you be in this room, in your hotel room?
Okay, well, I'm going to go and do a show now, so it's... let me see if I say that. Yeah, if you call me back in 3 1/4 hours, I'll be finished the show. I'm just walking out to go on stage.
Right now?
Yeah, just about now. Yep, I'm going to quickly grab my bag and go back and play.
So if
you call in 3 1/2 hours, I'll be finished the show.
Yes. And you think you will be in your hotel room?
Yes, I will.
Okay. It's an afternoon concert.
Yes, we're doing it's a club.
Yes.
A club in this town, yeah. You're okay?
Yes. In 3 1/2 hours in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz.
I'll be waiting for you.
I wish you a good concert in your club.
Okay, thank you.
I call you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right.
Ciao.
Bye.
Shadow Boxer. Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Welcome to Melting Pod Sound and Colors from the planet Marseille. Today, November 14th, I have the great pleasure to have for the second time on Melting Pod, Bess Bistrup, the Angels drummer. You may be recognized in the background, the melody Marseille, still a new version of the Angels' last live album. This song is 100% Podsafe music because I have the agreement of the band and the label is a property of the band. It's a luck. The short intro at the beginning of the show is a gift from my friend Michael Butler, Mr. Podshow Podsafe. I tried to do an interview with him many times at the expo in Los Angeles this weekend, but we have no luck with recording. I'll try again later at his Podshow office in San Francisco. The first song you just heard from the Angels, Shadow Boxer, is from the album No Exit, released in 1979 by the label Albert, like the two other songs I will play in this show. Like you maybe understood, the theme of this show is labels, copyright, artists and free music on the internet with the podcaster. Since the beginning of Melting Pod, I chose to ask the agreement of the artist to play for free their music on the internet. That's why I connected the Angels the first time for my very first show to ask the agreement to play the song Marseille. At that period, I never thought it was maybe the beginning of a nice adventure with them. Generally, it's always a big pleasure for me when a musician gives me the agreement to play every song he did. It's a little like he gave me a big bouquet of flowers. I remember the pleasure when Chris Bailey gave me the agreement for every song he did. And the pleasure when I got a big package from Frank Mayer of the Streetwalking Cheetahs with a part of his creation in music. It's really nice every time. But the problem is that SACEM, RIA, BEIMAI, APRAI, the institution who protect the copyright, are working on a new rule to ask money for the podcaster, non-profit podcaster who play music on the internet, and you can understand if you work for free, you want to play the music for free. Because most of the podcasts like me who play music on the internet do a real work to promote the bands. The musician understood that very well and very often the labels too, but the institution like RIA, BMI, SACEM are a little slow to understand the real luck of podcasting for the music industry. I chose Bess Bistrup to speak about this theme because I think he has a good global vision of the subject. He is songwriter, musician, manager and producer. But the most important thing, as you will maybe understand in this podcast, is I love to speak with Buzz. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Yes. Are you in your hotel home?
Yes, I am.
Because I tried to call you and it was nobody at the number, the reception, say me in the room 47, there is nobody.
Okay. I might have to speak to you on the mobile.
I can try again. You are on the room 47.
I don't think there is anyone in the reception, no.
Yes, there is a person, but they try to connect me with you and nobody answer to the phone.
Oh, that's because I'm next door. Okay, let me go next door. Try again.
I
had the door open.
You are in the room 47.
Yes, I am. I will be now. I am now. try again.
Okay, I try again.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Buzz.
How are you?
Oh, I try really free time. Nobody want to answer to me.
Well, that's...
It's okay now.
It's okay. It's okay now. Yeah.
Except so I have an echo.
Been doing? You have an echo?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
Yeah, I think it's better to speak with your cell phone if you hear me correctly.
Yes, I can.
Okay. It was an echo with the phone. I don't know why.
The technology was too overwhelming for her. Pardon me.
Oh, you have no voice more.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a sore throat. So I won't be able to talk very long.
I was...
oh, sorry.
How was your concert tonight in the afternoon?
It was very good.
Yes?
Yeah, we had a lot of fans there. Probably about 200 or so, 250. That was just really nice. Yeah, good night.
And how were your concerts in Australia generally since you play again with the Angels?
They usually... you know, between 200 and 800 people. And sometimes we do some festivals and stuff, but just our own shows, about that sort of size. Because we can't call it the Angels, it's the Angels Band.
Yes.
We can't advertise it as the Angels.
Yes. But did you ever meet Doc Nissen recently or not?
I haven't seen Doc for a while.
You say 3 months ago, but you don't see him, you didn't see him recently? No.
No. I'd seen him, where was it? No, it just doesn't seem like it seems like a long time now. I just can't remember exactly when.
Uh-huh.
I've got a bit of a sore throat and a headache. An allergy or something. This room's got a lot of dust in it. You know, the hotel room, it's really dusty. And when you sit on the bed, all this dust comes back.
You are a little sick?
Yeah, a little sick.
Oh, it's cold in Australia.
It's not too cold here. It's actually been quite nice, sun and stuff. It's funny because where we are is 300 kilometres west of Sydney,
mm-hmm.
over the Blue Mountains, and out near a place Bathurst and Dubbo. If you ever look at a map, Dubbo, that's where we are. And it's been a drought here. I don't know if you've read. You know, there's a big drought in Australia. There's no water.
But you already chose all Australia, no? Now it's time to come to Europe. Did you get news from the label in Paris? Your label?
No.
Bad reputation.
Oh, the label in Paris?
Bad reputation.
Yeah, bad reputation. They have decided to take, I think they're taking the catalogue of songs that were done by the Angels after I left. They're going to release that and not do our one, I don't think. But I think it's going to happen.
But there is no news for you to come to Europe next year? Because
No, it seems unlikely, Annie. Seems unlikely because people aren't sort of really committed to doing it. Like the whole band aren't all committed to doing it. So I'm certainly not going to be able to push it. I'm just going to let it go. I'm busy on other stuff. We've got a really good idea, something to do with the Angels, which we'll tell you about when if it comes off. It'll be really good. We'll do it next year.
I hope.
Yeah.
And next year is in a month and a half. Is really soon now.
I really want it to be overseas again in March.
Yes.
April. But I know I won't. You know, I won't get over. I won't get overseas again until probably next September, I reckon. Maybe might be July, but just the way it's worked out. You know, I've just got so many things to do to work on, and I'll just be busy until then.
You are on the way to explain me. You can't come before July.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think July. More like September.
Oh no!
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
No.
I just know that's going to happen. Just the way everything's, you know, all my work is going. It's the way it's going to be.
Oh, it's
hard. Pretty sure.
It's a hard
unless
news.
It's
a hard news for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to give you bad news. Yeah. You just have to come here.
Yes. You must find a job for me in Australia to do a podcast for the about the
Amazon
chain.
I'm going down, 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 down.
going down. It was really my mood after this debut of Conversation with Buzz. Always learn to wait. I'm going down, sang Doc Nissen with the Angels in this very first album of the band, which called The Angels, released in 77 by the label Albert.
But I want to ask you important question because I wrote to you emails, and
yes.
I want to have your position as a songwriter, musician, and producer about copyright and agreement on the internet, because it's a very important question for podcaster now.
I don't really have a problem with it. I think. You probably need to do. You have to be careful because it's so easy to lose your music, you know. Even if I know they're only MP3s, but they're still. I think you have to have a certain amount of stuff that you give away. You know, you let people use. I don't have a problem with that. Try and direct people that listen to your podcast to buy the record from you, you know.
My story is, since I began the podcast, I always ask the agreement to the artist, but at the beginning I forgot to ask the agreement of the labels, for example, and I learned is a property 50% of the label, and you give me the agreement to play the song, the Angels song, but do you think your labels are okay for that?
For the Angels band?
Yes.
Or the Angels, the old Angels stuff?
All the Angels stuff, I want everything.
Yeah, well, you see, the only Angels music or, you know, stuff, production that we own is the Angels band, that live album.
Yes, it's your own record, your own label.
Yeah, we own it.
Yes.
Like we can let people, we can say, yeah, you can use it.
Yes.
Whereas all of the Angels music that was recorded from 1976 to 1981 is owned by Albert, and everything from 1982 till they stopped in 2000 is owned by somebody else. So if you want to use any of that music, you have to get the permission of the label.
I want to play the fourth album where you play drum inside.
You're talking about Darker and No Secrets and all that stuff?
Yes.
You can use that.
I can. I must ask the agreement of the label or not?
Well, we're in dispute, like having a disagreement with the label that's releasing that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And our dispute is over the ownership of that. Our lawyers say that we own it, Darkroom, and the other side are saying that it's owned by a company that was all of us in a company, but when I left, I sold my share in that company, so I sold my share of my copyright.
Okay. Yes, the story with the label is one thing. You see, it's already complicated, but the very important question for me is the copyright, because most of the time the artist gave me the agreement to play the song, then I ask for the label. Most of the time this a small band, and they have little labels, most of the time it's friend, and they say okay, you can play, the label are okay too. But the copyright in France, for example, the SACEM, the place where the artist register their songs, forbidden to spread music on the internet for free. And they say the artists lost their freedom when they register their song with a copyright. And I asked to my friend in the United States, and they said there is not the same rule. I want to know in Australia what happens when you register for a copyright. Have you still the freedom to give the song for free to spread on the internet from the moment the podcast like me are a non-profit podcast?
Sure. I don't know if there is a... I'm sure some of the deals that would have been signed recently, like if it was a new band, like if you wanted to play Jet or one of those bands, you would find that they would have signed a contract that said they couldn't put it anywhere, like only the copyright owner could do that. I don't know if there is.
You want to say there is different form of contract with copyright?
Yeah, there is. I mean, sometimes. Sometimes you can, like if you own the copyright and you license it to somebody else, you're not actually.
Yes, I find it's normal to pay a copyright when you earn money with spreading music. It's normal to pay a copyright, but if you don't earn money, how I can find that money to pay? You understand? In France, they work about a text where there is to say, even you are non-profit, you must pay. And for us, it's the end of the podcast because nobody can find the money, and they speak about €450 a month. It's impossible to pay. And now the text is not still written. The people say, okay, we have the correct attitude with the agreement. We play what we want, but maybe next year we can no more. And I find interesting to ask the question to the first concerned, the artist, and you as producer, you work in the music industry. It's maybe interesting to have your position because... normally, the SACEM or the EPRA, I think in Australia it's EPRA, or BMI in the United States,
must serve
first the artist, not the interest of anybody else.
Yeah, I think as soon as you, if you're talking about publishing companies, as soon as you take money from publishing companies as a form of an advance, the more you take, the more money you get, the more stricter contract you would have to sign to not allow you to give permission to do that. You know, like if you'd signed a publishing deal like that, there would be a clause to say that you as the artist are not allowed to give permission to people to use it. It has to be the publishing company. Because they've given you money, or it's usually about money. That's all it's about, really. Anyone owns their own publishing company. I have people, for example, if you were using something that was mine, solely mine, I could just ring up my publisher and say, I want to allow Annie to use my music in her podcast. And I could do that. I could get a license for that. But that's just because I have a certain publisher and I could do it. But other bands wouldn't be in that position. And I don't know, I think, you know, that all bands, you know, have different positions on it, you know.
Yes,
some managers wouldn't.
Yes, it's clear, but in my podcast, Melting Pod, my goal was not to promote rock stars. It was a coincidence it was around the song Marseille. And then the second coincidence is to meet Chris Bailey and the Saints. And for me, it's enough rock star with the Saints and the Angels. And the rest of the band are totally unknown band. They're not really to promote on the air. And I already spoke with Chris Bailey about that. And he said, but I can be sued by his company. And he continued to say, but if they sue you, they must sue me too and the other member of the band, because from the moment you did my promotion for free, I want to know what is illegal in that, because I work for the label too, because I give the possibility to the listener to buy the CD after. To listen my podcast.
Yeah.
And it's easy to understand, it's a real chance, a real luck for the band, such thing. We don't work against the artist. We work for the artist for free. I think it's a paradox that we can have so much problem.
Yeah, so in the end, did Chris Bailey say, just use it? Did he give you permission to use his music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, cool. Feel free to play. Please feel free to play my music. But he say he's a little like you after 30 years of musical career. He has a ton of label behind him. And I can contact for every song, each labels. Get it for him to say my labels are okay. I think it's a little like your story.
Yeah.
But the third part of the question is a copyright, because even an artist say play free, it means I don't ask you money myself, but then the company, the SACEM or the APRA, come to me and ask me money, and I ask me what the band do for me when I am in prison. You come to visit me with orange. You can promise you come to visit me in prison. But
yeah, we'll come and sing to you in prison.
Yes, Marseille.
Oh, gee. No, it is. It is a real dilemma, you know, like a problem.
Yes.
That you know, with artistic stuff, with music, you know, you want as many people to hear it as possible, but you want, you know, obviously to be able to sell the music, or have as much control over it, like be able to tell people that they can use it. But as soon as you get into this business situation where you, I guess, have to involve other people that take away your artistic license to do things, it just makes me cringe, because I've just been there a couple of times and I'd never do it again. I'm sorry, I was just got distracted here.
Yeah, no, but what I want to say too with Chris Bailey, it was clear in the conversation, I play in MP3 in very low quality, and I think for the people who want to really appreciate the music, they buy the CD, there is no question about that. I don't
spread,
yes, very, only to have an idea. he told me it's a crappy sound. It's like, what? My podcast is a crappy sound. But it's clear. When I work with another compression. When I compress my file, I am the first to regret the low quality, but it's impossible to spread on internet. But I want I cough too, like you.
Yeah. Sorry, I've made you cough.
I take your virus through the phone. I want to play some songs about the Angel first album. I'm going down because I'm going down with this conversation.
you've heard that first album.
Yes, I want to play I'm Going Down in Shadow Boxer too.
And oh, then, wow.
I love that song. And I want to play another song of the live album. Angels, November 2004 at the Basement, a live album released by the Angels themselves, a Podsafe Music totally free to play for me, yes, with
Bess Bistrup behind the drums again, and John Brewster, who sang that old song Take a Long Line, released the first time in 78 in the album Face to Face. And now the last part of this long conversation with Buzz. It's a long time you don't check my website, I fear. Because
I am not very good at that.
Yes, I dedicate I'm you always... a song in a podcast.
Now, I tried to listen to that. I couldn't get it. I did try that one, actually. It's not there now, is it?
Yes.
I said, is it still on the site, on the Melting Pod?
Yes.
My song.
Yes, since I'm with the drummer, it was in October, I think.
I'm with the drummer. Yes. Okay.
And it's a woman who is a drummer. It's a little joke, my title.
Okay.
It's a drum and bass band. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
And the music is really interesting. And the woman is very interesting. She's a crazy off drum.
Okay. Have they got a site? Have they put a website on Melting Pod? Is there a website link to them?
Yes. There is always a link to the band. And there is an interview. I recorded live the concert, a part of the concert, and I did an interview backstage after that, and there is everything in my podcast. It's my pleasure to do such thing. I can't wait to do that with you. Ah, July or September is not possible. No. You must find a solution, you, on your side too. I die. I call you every month. And I want to tell you I put video on my Melting Pot too now. And
okay.
Hello. And I heard you did a nice DVD and you didn't send me your DVD of the concert in the basement.
You didn't?
No.
The DVD of the concert?
Yes.
Yeah, we haven't finished producing that yet.
Because a fan in France told me about that and say it was very, very good. And there is interview with you on the DVD.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's being... it won't be until next year now. I can get you a bit of it. I might be able to find... I've got one bit of it, but I can't send you the one... You
yes.
know, that's not finished.
And I can play the video, a part of the video on my podcast, if you want. A short part.
Yeah. We can just send you a bit of that.
Did you ask to...
What was that?
Did you ask to John to... my wish to do an interview about the lyrics, Marseille, with him?
I will. I had forgotten. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'll have to remind him. I'm sorry.
I will be for Christmas. Okay.
Well, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're doing another run of shows in another 2 weeks' time. And you'll be able to ring then. That's what I'll organise for you to be able to speak to him when we're away doing those shows.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't do it because I sometimes forget because I've just got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
It's nothing personal. But it would be really good.
You are very tired, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to bed. I'm going to get up early in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you.
Yes. And we'll try again another time?
Yep.
And I try to call you and we try to do an interview with John too?
Yeah. Yeah. We could do that. All right, I'm gonna have to go to bed.
Yes, and I wish you a good night.
Good night to you. What time is it there? Probably.
This is 2 in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. We'll have a lovely afternoon.
Yes, it's a raining day, and I go to eat a lunch.
Okay, enjoy your lunch.
Yes, and do sweet dreams.
Thanks.
Good night, and thank you, Buzz.
All right. Okay, Annie. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
It was nice to speak with Buzz until he fell asleep. I hope you appreciated, like me, this ambience of conversation with him. And I was happy to think in 10 days we talk again about music and with John about the Marseille lyrics and maybe about France too. Speaking about France, I want to thank 2 heart fans in France who helped me a lot to do my Angels education. I want to thank Christophe Dassy with his website Devote to the Angels, www.theangels.free.fr, and Hamster Atomic with his blog hamsteratomic.skyblog.com. I hope to see you in the reality next year at the Angels concert in Marseille. I want to close the show now with a last Angel song, Poor Baby, from the album Dark Room, released in 80 by the label Helbert. I hope I did enough promotion to Helbert to have no dispute with him. Bye, tschüss, à la prochaine fois, and stay connected with Melting Pod, but safe.
混在一起电台
啊，没错，好，
那说
呗。At the beginning,
another
side.
我们正在听，
来，
OK。一二三四，我们正在听来自马赛的安妮的混在一起电台。
哇！Oh, and where is melting pot?
It's the
you translate.
Yeah, we translate. 混在一起 is melting pot.